Ireland. We're having a little problem, but the Irish always come through. And Jonathan Dunn, I was just talking about him, and he is putting up a battle. He's Irish. He wants to come to the United States legally, and I am absolutely delighted to have him as a guest this morning. Jonathan, good morning, good morning.
Good morning from Ireland, or good afternoon from Ireland. Thank you so much for having me.
What time is it in Ireland right now?
It's 12:50, so just about lunchtime.
Okay, you know, when I got your story, you have no idea. You have no idea. And I just think you have tremendous courage, number one. You have a tremendous story. And why is it? Why is it that you fought so hard to come to America?
Well, I love your country. I was very blessed when I, from a young age, that I had extended family who had moved over to America legally and lived and became American citizens, and I got to go over there at a very young age. I can never find out exactly what age I was, but I was about 7 or 8, and I went to Clearwater, Florida to visit my great aunt, and just fell in love with the culture, the people, the weather, the climate, the sports, the food, everything. I just fell in love with it. And then as I got older and older, and I start, you know, the internet became a thing, I started researching not just your country, but your history, and I fell in love with your founding fathers. As someone who grew up in Ireland, I was always the kid who was like, you tell some the way Ireland worked, and I'm like, that doesn't sound right. And I would get to a point where everyone would go, okay, John, what's the answer then? So you stop saying that this isn't working, what's the answer? And for all my life, I could never tell what the answer was or what the principles were. And then this light bulb hit when I started researching your founding fathers, this idea of freedom, this idea of limited government, this idea of free market capitalism. And I was finally able to give the answers. And because I fell in love with the culture and the history, I said, I got to get over there. I want to be part of this American experience. I want to have an opportunity to live free, to live and fulfill my potential. So I started looking into how can I get there? What's the legal routes? And there are several legal routes. The first one is the one that's gotten a lot of history, you know, been in the press, is the diversity visa, where it's basically a lottery. You pay a certain amount to your government, you go into the lottery and you get a number, and then if your number is picked, you go through interview and you get there. I've done that for numbers of years, but never been called. The other way is through a work visa, which is the one I've been trying to get. I've always said, all I ever see America is an opportunity. And I went, if I do all this work, which I do for free, I have a show on the Blaze, I've done public speaking, I've done writing, that eventually someone would see me and kind of go, you know what, he isn't too bad, let's give him an opportunity. Well, last year I finally got that opportunity. Last February, my boss Glenn Beck said, we want you to come over to Dallas, we're going to bring you on, we're going to pay you to work for me directly, to do some research and to talk about the history, which you already do. And we went started going through the visa process. Long story short, we met with a couple of attorneys, and I was basically told, because I don't have a college degree, even though I've done high school, I haven't got a college degree, and because I don't have relevant work experience in the field, Glenn was going to offer me a job, that it was pointless applying. And it would be a big waste of money, because visas are not cheap. It would have cost at least $10,000 with about 4 or 5 months to do this thing. So long story short, that avenue is now closed for me. So I'm still hoping to get over there some way, somehow. But the aim for me is still to keep highlighting the idea of America and why you are an exceptional nation.
Why are we, in your mind, an exceptional nation?
How long have you got? Because I could talk to you all day about why you're an
Hey, that's a great answer itself. How long have you got? I know where you're coming from.
Well, let's start with this. The idea of it's about the individual, and the idea of you can succeed and fail on your merits. Over where I come from and Europe, which, you know, I know there's this love affair with certain people in your culture right now. Well, let's be more like Europe. If you come from a certain family in Europe, you can't be successful. If you come from the wrong background, if you don't have the right education, if you don't have the right, you know, the right religion, you're not successful. You know, you don't really see the rags to riches stories over here. You never see, you know, this guy, you know, or this girl was born into the worst poverty of all time, and they're now this multimillionaire. You rarely hear those stories in Europe. In America, they're pretty common. you know, you see all the stories of all these people who just wanted an opportunity to be better. The idea of America is to follow and pursue your happiness, if I may quote your Declaration of Independence. Over here, you don't really have it. You have it to a certain degree because it's still, you know, Ireland is a socialist country, but you don't have it to the same extent. I always say this as an example. Take any section of society that you want. Don't let me influence your decision, whether it's medicine, whether it's lifestyle, whether it's culture, whether it's entertainment, whether it's food, whether it's travel, whether it's communication, whatever section of society, and take an arbitrary point in time, the birth of Christ, 0 AD, up to 1800, and look at how that society advanced in 1800 years. Now take the same section of society and go from 1800 to today. Why is it that section of society has advanced 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times more in 218 years than the previous 1800? The idea of America, the idea that you can pursue your happiness, you can succeed or fail in your own, but also the fundamental right that if you are successful, you get to keep the fruits of your labor. There is no king, there is no government saying, hey, guess what, buddy, congratulations, you're successful, that's now mine, or 80% of it's now mine. Or what the king used to do is come take your business and then say, hey, you know what, I'm going to be so generous, you can come work for me at doing your own invention. That idea is the idea of freedom, and that is a big part of why America is an exceptional nation.
Well, Jonathan Dunn, I'll tell you what I want, Jonathan. We've got your number, and I want you to talk to my producer. We've got a newscast that's coming up, and I want you to give him the number where we can reach you, because I tell you what I want to do. I want to get you back on this radio program next week. I want some folks who probably are not hearing you today, but some more will hear you next week. Is that possible? Can we work that out?
Absolutely. We'll work something out.
Well, I'll tell you, your story, and I've got it right in front of me. I read it the other night, and I couldn't believe it. I just thought it was a story of somebody who really loves America already and wants to be a part of America. And I think that we Americans should help that kind of a person who wants to be a part of us. I truly believe it. So
Absolutely. And even if you go by numbers, there's estimates out there, there's 3.5 million people wanting to do things the right way. But sadly, because of your culture, your media, your politicians, they never get a mention. You know, one of the saddest things about what I get frustrated by is when I see you talk about illegals. Oh, they're dreamers, or they're acting out of love, or they just want a better future. Sure, but people like me, the 3.5 million people who want to do things the easy way, which takes time and takes a lot of money, never get mentioned. We are just cast aside. We are the real dreamers. We're the people who are going, hey, I want to be part of your culture, but I want to do things the right way.
Jonathan.
And sadly, no one mentions us.
Jonathan, you are going to get called next week, and I'll talk with you again because I want more of our listeners to hear you. It's a great story. God bless you, and take care of yourself.
You too. God bless. Thanks for having me.
Coming up to